From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Violence erupted Tuesday across the West Bank between the Israeli army and Palestinian youths protesting against recent confrontations in Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa compound. In the West Bank cities of Ramallah, Bethlehem, and Hebron, Palestinian youths hurled stones at Israeli soldiers and troops, fired tear gas. No injuries or arrests were initially reported. Clashes also broke out in the West Bank cities of Hebron and Bethlehem. Palestinians have said they fear the increasing visits by Jewish groups to the Jerusalem Holy Compound are eroding Muslim religious controls there. Muslims revere their site as a third holiest site in Islam. More than 500,000 migrants have now made the perilous Mediterranean Sea crossing this year in search of a new life in Europe, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency Tuesday. The UN said 515,000 asylum seekers have left war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa since January. The refugee agency said nearly 3,000 have drowned or disappeared, making the passage on rickety or overcrowded boats and rafts. The latest figures comes as thousands of migrants crossed the border between Hungary and Austria on foot Tuesday in search of what they called a better future. Rami is a 27-year-old migrant from Syria.
We're looking for a life, not for money, not for anything else, just for a good life. Yeah, that's it.
The U.S. Senate is expected to approve a temporary spending bill Tuesday that will keep the federal government operating until mid-December. It puts off yet another Republican showdown with President Barack Obama over spending priorities. VOA News. Congolese politician Jean-Pierre Bemba and his former trial lawyer, Aime Kilolo Musamba, pleaded not guilty at the start of their trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague Tuesday. The former Congo Vice President Musamba and three other allies have been charged with corrupting witnesses and interfering with the administration of justice. This is the ICC Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda.
We will demonstrate on the strength of our evidence how the accused engaged in a scheme to corruptly influence witnesses, to bribe them, to encourage or induce their false testimony, to coach their evidence illicitly, and to present that false evidence to a chamber of this court.
Bemba is already on trial at the court for crimes against humanity and war crimes, and Musamba are accused of coaching witnesses and paying them to testify in his favor between 2011 and 2013. Burkina Faso's army has blocked roads around the presidential guards camp in the capital. It comes a day after the guard is refusing to disarm following a failed coup. Journalist Emily Eob, reporting for VOA in Ouagadougou, said she witnessed soldiers erecting barricades Tuesday on several streets leading to that camp and turning cars and pedestrians away. She says there was no gunfire and residents of the capital remained calm. There were fresh reports of clashes Tuesday in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz, the first major city the Taliban has captured since being ousted from power in 2001. Security forces surrounding the city began attempts to wrest control from the insurgents, whose offensive drew alarm and condemnation from Afghan and UN officials. A statement from Afghanistan's defense ministry said troops had retaken the police headquarters and the city prison, while NATO said the U.S. military carried out an airstrike in the area. Jack Warner, one of the once most powerful men in soccer, has been banned from all football-related activities for life, according to the Ethics Committee of the world governing body FIFA Tuesday. Warner is one of 14 soccer officials and sports marketing executives who were indicted in the United States on May 27th on bribery, money laundering, and wire fraud charges. Volkswagen announced plans Tuesday to refit up to 11 million vehicles and overhaul its namesake brand to try to move on from the scandal over its cheating on diesel emissions tests. The new chief executive said the German carmaker would ask customers to have diesel vehicles that contain the illegal software to be refitted. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.